This is Tuesday, November 26th, 2013. I share a few words with George at the Mana Cooler, you'll hear a new voice dish out some of this week's podcast news, and would you like to be a Twitter Secret Santa? This is Realm Maintenance number 67.
When the servers go down, we'll tell you what's up. You're listening to Realm Maintenance.
Ladies and gentlemen, pilgrims and turkeys, podcasters and podcastees, welcome to Realm Maintenance. I'm Ro, and thanks as always for listening. If you've wanted a Realm Maintenance t-shirt or a hoodie, well, now you have your chance for a limited time, and you'll be helping out an awesome charity by doing so. I'll get into more detail about that sale near the end of the show. Right now, let's get the show rolling as I let someone have the first word on what I'll simply call BlizzConitis. Here is the rolling restart. So for the rolling restart this week, we're going to start off with a listener email, and this is from Vijovis on the Terran Mill EU realm. He writes, "Is it just me, or does BlizzCon seem to influence people's ability to be critical towards Blizzard and WoW? My point is that people shut off their brain when they enter BlizzCon. This enables Blizzard to say or do anything as long as it's on stage. Ghostcrawler could go on stage and say they would mega nerf X class and people would still cheer. Inside of 24 hours, the internet would be flooded with stories justifying the nerf and saying it was the best idea ever. People are simply too easy to satisfy when it's face-to-face. Sadly, 99% of all podcasters and bloggers attend BlizzCon and thereby drowning the critical comments with a brainwashed fanboy approach. This year, it seems a few more polygons, the updated models, were enough to seal the deal for the community. Also, the garrison concept was seen as a thought of genius from the developers, but I dare to say there's a ton of players who slap their face with the thought of yet another farm. My thoughts after BlizzCon, after seeing it on the virtual ticket, was nothing short of disappointment. I feel like Blizzard is creating a ton of stuff to do in-game just to keep people online with endless gating. Wouldn't it be better if they made actual content to explore and kill rather than garrison housing? Some players like me love the content where we take on the game in groups like dungeons, raids, and PvP. I haven't played WoW since I hit 90 on my main as I really don't like MoP, but that's another mail for a different day. I hope the next expansion would bring me back, but right now I'm not so sure as Blizzard continues to go down a path that doesn't appeal to me. But let it be known that I listen to a full 32 different WoW podcasts, even though I don't play at the moment, so I follow the evolvement. Love your show, Vijovis at Terran Mill EU, a listener from Denmark." So thanks for the email, Vijovis, and I appreciate you taking the time to write it. This originally started out as a tweet to me on Twitter, which led to me inviting him to write out his thoughts in more detail for the show. So, right, BlizzConitis. That's how I call the euphoria and the excitement that people have for the most part after attending BlizzCon. Now that we've had a couple weeks since BlizzCon ended, I feel I can admit that yes, to a point, I too contracted BlizzConitis. It was my first BlizzCon, and I was totally geeking out when it came to every person I met, and pretty much every announcement and bit of news I learned from BlizzCon had me stoked. Now, while I agree with you to a point that BlizzCon does have that influence on people, you also have to understand that while BlizzCon is a celebration of all things Blizzard, it absolutely is also a means of just promoting Blizzard titles, and sure, the company's gonna want to paint things in the best light possible. That's just how things work with conventions in general, I feel. That said, 99% of all podcasters and bloggers don't attend BlizzCon. That's a bit exaggerated. I'd put the number more around 30-40%. I mean, there were plenty of people that didn't go this year that I wish I'd had the chance to meet. Another thing to consider is that a diverse variety of people play the game, and we all have different things we like about it. I mean, I feel we're getting a lot more content in Warlords than you think we're getting, and I also think that you and I have different definitions of what we call content. You said, wouldn't it be better if they made actual content to explore and kill rather than garrison housing? Well, isn't Draenor actual content to explore with plenty of things to kill? It certainly isn't Outland. I mean, this world is being built from the ground up, and I'm interested to see the team's take on this world of days past. We're getting 16 raid bosses in the launch of the first tier, and the team's plan includes dungeon content both at the start of Warlords and throughout the expansion cycle. And for me, personally, I consider garrison housing content. Now, I understand your view. I mean, in many ways it might seem like we're getting more of the same, and it's possible you're not seeing enough of what attracts you to WoW. Whether you come back to the game or not, that's ultimately up to you, but I'd suggest giving it a chance when Warlords comes out. Even if I don't agree on all the points you made, Vijovis, I do appreciate you taking the time to send in your thoughts. You're not the only one who feels the way you do, but I also know there are plenty of other players out there looking ahead to the next expansion. Speaking of looking ahead, let's take a moment to look back at the past week of news as we go around the world of Warcraft in 80 seconds. The 9th anniversary of World of Warcraft is underway and continues through next Tuesday. Players logging in will receive a reusable item that grants a 9% experience and reputation gain bonus during the celebration. The next World of Warcraft novel will focus on the trial of Garrosh Hellscream. War Crimes by Christy Golden is planned for release on June 3rd. In other book news, the previously exclusive ebook Dawn of the Aspects by Richard Knack is now available in paperback form. Last week, the Blizzard store received a major overhaul and is now known as the Battle.net store, sporting a look and design very similar to the beta version of the Battle.net launcher. Speaking of which, the Altrak Brewpup and Enchanted Fae Dragonmount were added to the store last Thursday. Blizzard will donate $5 to the Make-A-Wish charity for every Altrak Brewpup sold between now and December 31st. The pup is on sale for $10, the Fae Dragon for $25, or you can save money and buy the two together as a bundle for $30. Ian Hazakostas recently posted that the 5.4.2 PTR includes the ability to mail account-bound items from a character on one realm to other characters on your account on different realms. Excitement for the Diablo 3 expansion Reaper of Souls went up a few notches when it was announced that the Friends and Family phase of the closed beta had begun. And finally, the 5.4.2 PTR version of Karazhan no longer has cobwebs or skeletons in the instance. The Karazhan Restoration phase has now been renamed as Medivh's Big Birthday Bash. What will this mean? Only time will tell. And that's your news. I'll be back with a Podcast of the Week interview after this.
I was lost and lonely, and something wasn't right. So I fired up my Android for a straight up podcast night. I listened to my favorites, but I didn't feel complete. There is so much more to WoW than what you did last week. There was something missing, and I needed one more show. It's Gortron Radio. Well, it doesn't matter if you're a rookie or hardcore. If you're drowning in leech sauce or you're tanking on the floor, yeah. Got news and forum views, raids, music, pets, and lore. We'll answer all your questions and then we'll ask more. Our in-depth information is deeper than the dark below. It's Gortron Radio. Juno is the host with the most, and she's looking out for you. We hope you like our podcast. Hey, and thanks for listening, too.
Hi, Ro and listeners. You can hear the rest of this awesome song by Big Steve on episode 1 of Corpse Run Radio at crr.podbean.com and on iTunes soon. Thank you.
Corpse Run Radio! Corpse Run Radio! Corpse Run!
You know, when I first started this podcast over a year ago, there were a number of things I wanted to do with it. A key part of the formula for realm maintenance, more often than not, has been the length of the average show, and while nowadays it's usually 35 to 40 minutes long, my original inspiration for keeping things short was The Mana Cooler, a podcast that began just before the start of Cataclysm and is now approaching its 200th episode. This week, I am very happy to have the creator and host of this short-form podcast on realm maintenance. George, welcome to the show. It's been a very long time coming.
Hey, Ro. Thanks. Thanks a lot, and thanks for having me. It's great to be here.
What led you to go with the generally short form for a podcast? Was there any method to the madness there, or was it pretty much when you recorded the show, you just recorded till you ran out of thoughts and decided, okay, that's it for this show?
One was, it was how I said, it was originally going to be just a little add-on to my buddy's show.
Right, a segment, gotcha.
Yeah, And then it was like also something like what I like to listen to. I like the shorter casts where like you can listen to it on your way to work and it's done. It's not like, okay, now I'm picking up the next day. I've only gotten 20 minutes through and they're still talking about what they did last week and what, you know, you're not even into the show. They're not even talking about WoW yet. There's definitely places for those shows. And I've definitely gone into some big marathon shows, but I don't know. I just seemed like there was something I wanted to, and there wasn't a lot out there at the time and wanted to fill it.
Just one of the things that I feel really sets you apart from most of the other WoW podcasts out there is just your whole scheme generally when it comes to recording. I mean, you basically just use a portable recorder or an iPhone, and you tend to record most of your shows on the road.
My first recorder broke, and I was like doing the iPhone for a while. My brother, for my birthday, got me a nice Gibson exhaust for my truck, and it was just, you know, I was never, you know, a high quality sounding podcast because you know the background noise, and it kind of went even where like okay for me I'm like okay even this is kind of bad for myself, you know, this is pretty loud background. So try to like do less of that, and it just, I don't know, it just didn't feel not forced, or I mean it did kind of feel a little forced. It just didn't feel natural, like flowing, you know.
It's one of those things where once you kind of establish yourself into a certain groove and pattern with doing your show, it's really hard to break from that. I mean, I've done a couple episodes myself where I do things very differently than I do for most of my podcasts. So I can understand where you're coming from.
And I do like the outside version too, you know, out in the yard, you know,
mm-hmm. with all the crickets in the background and everything.
Sure. Sure. The crickets or the, you know, in the morning with the coffee and the birds, you know, or like walking around, just be walking around the yard or something, you know. It just, like, you're almost like you're on a phone call, but you're just talking to yourself, I guess. But I did upgrade last Christmas to a Zoom H4N, which I'm really, really like. I think it gives a little better sound quality than the old iPhone, even if you're in the vehicle. The only thing is it's weird. If I'm in my wife's car, I try not to record too much in that because the acoustics are just a little different, that it's a little bit more muffled sometimes. But the Zoom has helped out a little bit. So it's not as big a deal. But there's, you know, you can probably tell, at least I can. I'm like, okay, yeah, this sounds a lot different than when I'm in my wife's car than when I'm in my truck.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the show itself for someone who may have not listened to an episode yet. Now, I've listened to quite a few of your shows, so I know one of the main things that you tend to talk about is that the whole auction house game. You're really into the economy and World of Warcraft. Along with that, how else would you describe your show as far as like what kind of things you talk about and cover on the Mana Cooler?
I used to talk a lot about gold. I don't as much, I think, because I've been trying to change my gold making to where it's like less hands-on and less sitting in the auction house. And
are you using the mobile app more?
Oh yeah, I mean I've used it a lot. I mean, ever since it came out when you had to pay for it, and I pretty much, that's all the only way I post and you know, collect my auctions. I hardly ever step in the auction house if I don't have to, because I used to spend so much time in there that you log in and you do that, and then next thing you know, you're like, it's an hour later and you haven't really played your tune, and it's like, I'm not really playing the game.
Right.
So I've been trying to do more of that, like, you know, less auction house, more, you know, because there's actual WoW. Yeah, I mean, because there's so many ways that you don't have to step in, like with the Undermine Journal, say, for notifications, and a mobile auction house. And then the other thing I would say that I talk about is like a kind of like almost like a mini Horde for Life, or like the Blue Sky type of deals. You know, what I would like to see, or like why is this not in there? You know, how could they implement this?
Sure.
Because, you know, it's there's so many things that I feel that they could do better, but you know, they're doing good, but man, it's just some things leave you scratching your head sometimes.
Well, another question I have for you about Warlords of Draenor, because I'd really love to pick your head on this, because this is kind of some of the stuff that I feel you also talk about on your show. Kind of going back to the economy thing, I mean, a couple of things that they mentioned were, like you said, the simplifying of professions such as enchanting and jewel crafting, whereas items won't necessarily have as many sockets to use gems, but gem choices will be made more meaningful, and not as many pieces of gear will be able to be enchanted. People are concerned about the impact that that's going to have on the economy if they're playing an enchanter or a jewel crafter. Blizzard said, don't worry, we'll think of other ways to make those professions lucrative. Do you feel, just, you know, months outside of looking at this happening and not even knowing what it's going to be like on the beta, do you feel this is going to be a big hit to professions, the way that they're trying to streamline and simplify those trade skills?
Well, from a goal-making standpoint, I haven't really thought too much about Warlords, but just what you're saying now, like, with that simplification, with the removal of, you know, sounds like, you know, not as many sockets, not as many enchantable items. You know, they already did that with the head in this expansion.
Right.
And with the simplifying of the talents. From a profession standpoint, I think they'll probably, you know, you're not going to be able to sell, you know, 100 gems every night, even if it's a patch night or a Tuesday night. But perhaps what they're going to do is add more you know, craftable items, kind of like how blacksmithing got a lot of love this expansion, Mists expansion, with, you know, daily cooldowns to craft things and get more recipes, and then you get a specialty ingredient that can give you like the 553 legs and belt.
Right.
And so I could see them going and doing that for enchanting inscription, where you get, you know, a nice piece of equipment, not like, you know, when the expansion hits and you're crafting 476 and that's it. I think they're going to have each content patch, maybe there'll be a new daily, you know, grind thing to do, and then they'll get you your ingredient, and that'll each profession will have its be able to make, you know, and sell these high level items for people, you know, to gear up to get their fresh 90, you know, their insta 90 into whatever.
Right. That's probably the biggest challenge for the trade skills, as long as they are kept relevant through the entire lifespan of the expansion. We've had a couple of expansions where that definitely wasn't the case. I would argue Lich King and Cataclysm, it didn't really feel like professions were relevant throughout the whole life of the expansion. So yeah, I definitely agree there. Well, the weeks or months that are leading up to an expansion, if you've listened to even a fraction of the number of podcasts I listen to, you kind of know that leading up to the expansion, it tends to be a time where you see a wave of new WoW podcasts just popping out of nowhere, some lasting longer than others. Having done this for as long as you have, I'm just curious if you have any advice for those who might be considering getting their start with WoW podcasting in the near future, whether they're a solo show or not.
Well, that's a good question. Because for me, I don't know. I know a lot of people say, like, "Oh, I podcast because, you know, for the, you know, it's for you guys. It's for, well, for me, it's like it's really for myself. You know, I'm doing it because it's like a, for it's for me. It's like an outlet to, you know, you play this game and, you know, you play with your friends, but, you know, a lot before I used to play with my brother and my buddy, and then you'd be hanging out, or, you know, at the family function, you're talking about it. And now it's like, you know, you need an outlet to talk. You know, my wife doesn't play, so I'm not like, you know, breakfast times, you know, saying, "Oh, we wiped on Lei Shen again last night," or so it's kind of like my creative outlet to just kind of take what little, you know, the hobby that we have playing this game and try to just, you know, do a little creativity. So if you're for the new ones, I would just say it's hard because you have to do it, I guess, for the right reasons. You know, try not to, you know, just make your own little niche. You know, just I my first 50 episodes, it was like a podcasting in a vacuum, because I wasn't even hardly using Twitter, and, you know, you're just putting stuff out there and you're just not even worried about, okay, you know, how many downloads is it, and how much feedback am I getting? You know, you just kind of, I'm just being creative and putting something out there that you enjoy doing. So I would just say enjoy it. I don't know.
No, it's, you know what? That's definitely good advice. I mean, one thing that I noticed about your podcast, and when you said that you did it for yourself more than the people listening to the show, I mean, that's not a bad thing at all. I mean, if you don't have the passion for the podcast, if you don't have that personal vested interest in the podcast, it shows when you come out with it. And it doesn't matter how good your mic quality is or how long the show is. At the end of the day, if you're not interested in putting out a podcast, that lack of interest is going to show when you're putting out the show. And so I definitely, your show has really been, like I said, it's been an inspiration to what I do with my show. And I've heard many, many podcasters say that it's been an inspiration to them, especially the solo podcasters out there. And solo podcasting is not an easy thing. Do you have any plans to do anything out of the ordinary with 200? I've got to think, with your kind of show, I doubt you're going to do anything big or special, but maybe you'll surprise me. Do you have anything set for that?
I mean, not really. I haven't thought too much about it. It's like, you know, one, don't look to the next week, you know?
Right.
It's like, but I'm long overdue for a nice intro. I've got a couple, you know, like I said, half done. I got a couple ideas that I just sit down and do, and definitely gonna try to get a couple new intros out there, and we'll see what, if there maybe throw a couple other surprises in there. We'll just have to wait and see.
Sounds good. I'm definitely looking forward to it. I invite everyone who listens to my show to check your show out. Again, it's been an interesting ride, and it's been an inspiration to me and many other podcasters out there. For those who haven't been introduced yet to the Mana Cooler, where and how can people find the show, and how can they find you when it comes to Twitter, social media, all that stuff?
Sure. TheManaCooler.com. I'm on iTunes and Stitcher, and on Facebook.com/TheManaCooler. Throw me a like over there, and on Twitter, the show feed is at the Mana Cooler, and then I'm at George Wow, where you know, it's usually Mana Cooler is at the Mana Cooler, is all Mana Cooler, you know, all Wow, and then George Wow is just anything, can be anything. And then I have another little podcast called Crowcast that's kind of like Game of Thrones, and then a little bit of other stuff, anything I'm into, or from what I'm reading, or, you know, watching, usually sci-fi, fantasy, but, you know, can be other stuff too. So that's at crowcast.com too. So
awesome. I'll have to check that out. I haven't listened to an episode of that yet. So thanks for letting me know about that. And thank you for being on the show this week, George. Again, I really appreciate it. Keep on keeping on. And, again, I just hope I can get to 200 episodes, because I'll know I'm doing something right. You've definitely done something great with your podcast, and I hope many other people check it out.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it. And you're not doing too shabby yourself there. Like I was saying, you know, with the something different, and like, you know, I like how you kind of like take. Maybe it's because you keep it short, too. I'm a big fan of that. You know, it's
most of the time. Every once in a while, I feel like getting a little crazy. But, yeah, I like trying to keep things 40 minutes or less for the whole drive to work or drive home or whatever like that.
Definitely.
All right. Well, we're going to go ahead and head on out of here. And I will go ahead and play a clip from one of the more recent episodes of The Mana Cooler.
So before I do that, I want to just do a quick little thing about BlizzCon. I really think, you know, there wasn't a lot of surprises. You know, it was Warlords of Draenor, just like everybody thought. Level cap 100, that's what I thought. You know, I'm a little, you know, I don't know about the whole Garrosh thing. I remember seeing that cinematic at the end, and they just take him away. You don't actually kill him. I'm like, are we gonna? Is he gonna come back again? It's like the governor in Walking Dead. Do we really need to see him again? Well, I guess we are. You know, hey, it's cool. couple of cool, interesting notes. Metzen said that, you know, they got a couple expansions, you know, in the holster lined up. So we're going to be, you know, seeing expansions a lot. The garrison thing, the housing thing, I can take it or leave it. The big thing is after BlizzCon that they talked about, and, you know, shocking that they didn't mention this at BlizzCon, there probably would have been riots, that no flying till 6.1. Even if you get level 100, you can't fly until the first content patch. And, you know, everybody's up in arms, you know, other people are not up in arms and up in arms against the people that are up in arms. I'm actually kind of cool with this because, and I think if Blizzard would admit this, that people would take it a lot better. I don't know why some people don't see this. Like, it's clear, like, that this is the way, and I think I talked about this before, this is how they're going to get patches and expansions out quicker. You have to design, it's just quicker to design on a two-axis plane. Once you add the Z-axis, it gets a little bit more elaborate. They did it with Cataclysm, you know, they had all the, and they could only do 5 levels and different zones. I mean, I would love them to just, you know, maybe put a little more time and create more worlds and levels that you involve flying. It's not, they're saying stuff like, oh, well, I don't want you to hop from mob to mob. You don't have to. You can design around that.
He fences with both hands behind his back. He podcasts, but never opens his mouth. Blizzard named their downtime after his show. He won a Magic the Gathering tournament with Uno cards. For him, the princess was in the first castle.
I don't always listen to podcasts, but when I do, I prefer Raw Maintenance.
This is Seraphis, Ray, and Zia from the Sundering Podcast, and you are listening to Realm Maintenance.
Keep downloading, my friends.
Thanks again to George for being on the show this week. As always, you can go to realm-maintenance.com if you want to hear the extended version of the interview, which lasted about a good 40 minutes or so. Now, normally this is where I say, let's move on to this week's podcast news, but before I do that, we're going to change things up a little bit. So as I mentioned a couple weeks ago, I'm getting a little help with the show because there's a lot of podcasts out there. And when I made the decision to go from just WoW podcasts to do Hearthstone and StarCraft and Diablo and Heroes of the Storm, which there's like a million podcasts out already about. Okay, there's only 4, but still, maybe 5. I'm not sure. That's a lot for one guy to keep track of. So the funny thing about this is I didn't go out to get help. Someone came to me and said, hey, would you like some help with this stuff? And that person is on the call with me right now. So, Remedies from Press Y, I mean Blizzmaster, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. It's kind of interesting how this all worked out. I mean, I didn't put out any, you know, signs or advertisements or like, Realm Maintenance needs help and stuff like that. You just came to me one day and said, hey, would you like some help with the other podcasts and stuff? And yeah, that's it. So, okay, I've got to ask you, what I do here is a pretty crazy thing. You're doing all this stuff with the Blizzmaster site. You got the new format of the show going and all that stuff. Okay, tell me quite honestly, why do you want to help out on such an insane thing when you've got so much on your plate already?
Well, to be honest with you, I'm not working, so I'm home all the time. Mm-hmm. I work from home because the website is kind of like my job now. And I listen to tons of podcasts and more than just World of Warcraft because I love StarCraft. I love Diablo. I love Hearthstone. I love Heroes of the Storm. It's not even out yet. So I just love that community. I love the podcasting community and I listen to them all the time. And I figured I love what you do and I would do anything to help you continue on doing what you're doing for the community.
Yeah, I'm not necessarily going to turn down that kind of help. So I really appreciate it. And the way we're going to do things, guys, is kind of the behind the scenes thing. Generally, I'm keeping my eye on all the WoW stuff going on. If you're doing a Heroes of the Storm podcast or a Hearthstone, Diablo, or StarCraft podcast, then Remedies is going to be keeping an eye on you guys, and she'll be getting in touch with me, and she'll be helping me with the podcast news for that. And also, on the show, you're going to hear Remedies from time to time. I may have her do the interview when it's with one of the non-WoW shows, and she's going to help me out on podcast news. So, Remedies, how about we just get started this week and get to some podcast news, huh?
All right, let's get into it.
All right, here we go.
Congratulations to Stompalina and Hafrot on the recording of the 225th episode of RARcast. As always, you can find previous episodes of this explicit WoW podcast at RARcast.com. And be sure to follow them on Twitter at RARcast. Every week, Stomp and Haf toss out a featured question to their listeners, and sometimes your response can win you a little bit of swag.
Episode 2 of Season 2 of the WoW radio drama The Lockheed Journals has Edgar hunting down a defiant political assassin who might be right under his nose. You can find The Lockheed Journals today at stormridecast.libsyn.com.
While you're at the page for Stormridecast, you might also want to check out episode number 2 of Flex Mode, where Rem, John, and Ro are joined by guests Ben from Azeroth Roundtable and Mark Conan. On this episode, the five of them take a fictional look behind the aspects, and the rest is insanity. Once again, you can listen to both the Lockheed Journals and Flex Mode by subscribing to Stormridecast on iTunes or Stitcher. A new Hearthstone podcast has also been discovered. A Worthy Opponent, hosted by Black Lace and Autumnsbane, recently recorded episode 3 of their show, which they call Turn 3 instead of episode 3, and it is available on iTunes and Stitcher Radio. They also live stream on Monday nights at 8 p.m. Eastern at livestream.com/hollowsweetexcess.
The crew over at GroupQuest talked about BlizzCon, the expansion, sales for charity, and more in the show entitled When Soon Actually Meant Soon, which can be found at thegroupquest.com. Morgan Webb sits down with a few members of the WoW dev team on episode 2 of the Blizzard-produced WoW Source videocast. Leading counter designer Ian Hazacostas, senior art director Chris Robinson, and game director Tom Chilton talked about the Warlords of Draenor reveal at BlizzCon 2013, an exclusive first look at the new female Forsaken model. You can find this video on youtube.com/worldofwarcraft.
If you liked the Heroes of the Storm Carbots cartoon animation video from BlizzCon and now all over the interwebs, you might enjoy episode number 173 of StarCast, a StarCraft podcast, where hosts John and Kyle have an amazing interview with Jonathan Burton of Carbot Animations, the person behind all of the Carbots animations. You can find StarCast at the amove.tv website, on YouTube and iTunes as well.
Lignar and Medicakes from Epic Podcast are happy to announce that YouTuber Wow Martin has joined them as a third host on the show. Listen to Joe's first bit as an official host on episode 142, which you can find on iTunes, Stitcher, or epicpodcast.com.
Artosis is on vacation for episode 9 of the Turn 2 podcast, but the show must go on. Doa brings in guests Sixa, LS, and Nyx, and they cover numerous topics about Hearthstone, including cards, plays, and deck making. You can listen to this episode of Turn 2 on YouTube, iTunes, or on the iHearthU website.
The hosts of Troll in the Dungeon have decided to stop competing with Convert to Raid when it comes to the live recording of their podcast, and have switched over to recording on Saturdays at 3 p.m. Eastern Time. You can find the live stream channel on twitch.tv/partshark.
A couple of shows have returned to WoW podcasting after several weeks of hiatus. First off, Hendon and Rob are back with a new episode of The Training Dummies. The show records tonight at 11 p.m. Eastern Time at twitch.tv/hotpox, and Skolnick from The Darkmoon Herald and Warcraft Less Traveled will be on the show. If you missed tonight's recording, you can catch episode 54 at thetrainingdummies.com. You can also follow the show on Twitter at Training Dummies.
Late Night with Steed also returns with episode 9 of the show. Following a 2-month hiatus, Steed and returning co-host Catherman of WoW GPS and the Consortium forums do a show focusing on the news from BlizzCon and the upcoming expansion. Topics included garrisons, changes to flying, jewel crafting and enchanting, and the overall feel of Blizzard's design intent as it relates to gold making. Find the show at www.lnws.net.
The Area of Effect podcast is going in a slightly different direction as Dunlock will be welcoming a different co-host each week to provide a weekly dose of WoW podcast entertainment. For more on the change and the most recent episode, go to aoecast.com.
If you didn't go to BlizzCon and meet Angry Orc from Twitter in the flesh, you can get the next best thing by catching the most recent video version of TwizzCast. You can find the video cast on the archives at twitch.tv/TwizzCast, and you can always go to twizzcast.com for more on this BlizzPro show. And in advance, congrats to TwizzCast on the upcoming recording of their 75th episode later this week.
Speaking of BlizzPro.tv videocasts, The Edge is a new podcast from BlizzPro, which focuses on the ins and outs of a different class and spec each week. On the first episode, Alex and Valise talk about assassin rogues. The Edge records live on Tuesdays at 9 p.m. Eastern Time, and you can catch that live recording by heading to their show page from BlizzPro.tv.
Episode 32 of the Azeroth Pirate Radio podcast brings a special guest on in the form of Fimless from the Twisted Nether blogcast and Heart of the Storm. Seraphis, Quarry, and Fimless wrap up more from BlizzCon 2013 and talk about how Fimless, a dad and a gamer, deals with his busy schedule. Here's a hint, folks, lack of sleep is involved. Find this show at azerothpirateradio.com.
Last week, the Starting Zones hosts Mick Montgomery and Jesse Kobayashi announced the start of Stormcast, a new Heroes of the Storm podcast. You can follow this show on Twitter at Stormcast Show, and you can catch the recording of this podcast immediately after the recording of the Starting Zone when it records live. Find the page for the show at stormcastshow.com.
And finally, in other Heroes of the Storm podcast news, if you follow at Storming Nexus on Twitter, you'll be able to keep updated with the latest from Storming the Nexus, a Heroes of the Storm podcast that's currently recording on the Hardcore Casuals Twitch channel, which can be found at twitch.tv/thehxc. A separate website for the show is in progress, and I'll put that information up on the Realm Maintenance podcast directory when it becomes available.
The WoW Podcast subreddit keeps up-to-date links on all the major World of Warcraft podcasts. It's your one-stop shop to find out all the latest and greatest WoW podcasts. Get caught up with your favorite shows and discover shows you didn't even know existed. If it's about WoW, it's on the WoW Podcast subreddit. Find out what all the excitement is about by visiting reddit.com/r/WoWPodcast.
So there's a couple bits of business I want to take care of before we're done here. First off, I want to help spread the word about a little bit of holiday cheer that's going around thanks to the WoW Twitter community. If you'd like to be a part of a special Secret Santa exchange with fellow WoW players on Twitter, you still have some time to sign up at twittersecretsanta.wordpress.com. Once again, that's twittersecretsanta.wordpress.com. Partners are being assigned for both physical and digital GIF exchanges on the 29th, so you'll want to sign up as soon as possible to get on the list. Rules and GIF surveys are up on that site if you have any questions. During the news segment, you heard me talk about the Altrak Brewpup being on sale. Well, as I said earlier, $5 from each purchase of a Brewpup is being donated by Blizzard to the Make-A-Wish charity, which I think's a great cause. A number of you have asked if I would sell Realm Maintenance t-shirts like the one seen at BlizzCon. Well, from now until December 16th, you can purchase Realm Maintenance t-shirts and hoodies by clicking on the picture found in the upper right part of the page at realm-maintenance.com. Shirts are $20, hoodies are available for $38. Shipping is included in this price, but only for U.S. purchases. If you're a listener from overseas wishing to buy a shirt or a hoodie, then email me at realmpodcast@gmail.com instead of using the sale page, and I'll give you the details there. Now, when it comes to selling merchandise for a show, most podcasts do it to cover production costs and such, but that's not what this Realm Maintenance apparel sale is all about. After we figure out the profits from the sale, taking out the cost to make the shirts and the shipping, the profit's going to be used to buy as many Altrak Brewpups as possible, which means in turn that you'll be helping Blizzard add to their donation to Make-A-Wish. Everyone wins here, especially since I'll be giving away those Brewpups on future shows via Twitter and so on. I want to thank Jake Perrin at EpicGear.com for helping to make the shirts, the hoodies, and just making this big sale happen. If you're a podcaster, you might want to check out EpicGear.com, which is spelled EpikGear.com. They've done shirts for Twisted Nether, World of Podcasts, Realm Maintenance, and more, and I've heard a lot of people tell me they love how comfortable these shirts are. While there's no limit on how many shirts are available, the sale does end on December 16th, and all shirts and hoodies will be mailed out shortly after the end of the sale, meaning you should have them by the end of the year. I hope you guys take advantage of the sale, if not for yourself, maybe for a friend that you know listens to the show. Either way, the more that are sold, the more brew pups that are bought, and the more you help Blizzard help make a wish. And that sound means your update is complete. It's time to press the play button and level up your cooking quick and easy during Pilgrim's Bounty. See, I didn't forget about it. There are no reviews that are left on iTunes this week, but what about you? What do you think of the show? Leave a review on iTunes, and whether it's 4-star, 5-star, or otherwise, I'll give you a shout-out. Realm Maintenance can also be found on Stitcher Radio, so be sure to thumbs up the show this week if you like what you're hearing. Realm-Maintenance.com is the home of the weekly podcast roundup, and if you subscribe to the RSS feed there, you'll get a list of all the WoW and Hearthstone podcasts that have come out in the past week every Sunday. If you're a podcaster and have news about your show, or a promo to send in, or if you're a listener with questions about WoW or WoW podcasts, send those emails to realmpodcast@gmail.com. I'm also featuring podcast segments on the show from time to time, so if you produce one of those and want yours featured, feel free to get in touch. You can also follow the show on Twitter @RealmPodcast, or follow myself @Rowow, spelled R-H-O-W-O-W. And you can follow Remedies on Twitter @Remediesy. Next week, I'll interview Altaholic turned WoW community interviewer Lita as I go behind the scenes of Behind the Avatar. Until then, I've been Ro, you've been you, and Realm Maintenance has been completed. Realm Maintenance is a World of Warcraft podcast by Ro, copyright 2013. Certain audio portions of this podcast belong entirely to Blizzard Entertainment, and no copyright infringement is intended. Thanks again to George for being on the show this week. Thanks to everyone in the WoW podcast community for the retweets and getting the word out about the show. And thanks to you for listening. And if you're in the U.S., have a safe and happy Thanksgiving. This podcast is sponsored and hosted by Safeshark Hosting. With an affordable plan offering unlimited bandwidth and disk space for as low as $12 a month, Safeshark Hosting will work with you to seamlessly transfer your current blog or podcast site or start up a new one. Hosting doesn't have to bite. Go to SafeSharkHosting.com to learn more about the services offered, and use the code RealmWow at checkout to get 15% off. There are plenty of fish in the sea, but there's only one SafeShark. Follow SafeShark Hosting on Twitter @SafeSharkHost.